Back underway, fans. 2:22 to go. The Penguins on top, 30-21. Apologize for that slight delay. There goes flat and high off the glass. Now it's very low off the glass. It was high before it hit the glass.
And a whistle finally blows, and I think I'm back with you. Red 34 is Paige Senadenos. Senadenos, a 5'9" junior out of Fremont.
Over there in the East Bay, 30-21. DU on the line is Alicia Flatt, and that one goes perfectly. Nice high arc, a majestic arc on that one.
Getting ready to come in for the Penguins, Kate Ells. And the second one goes by Flatten. That one goes in.
Penguins take it. 32-21 now. The Penguins starting to pull away.
Ells in. Olivia Williams for a break.
Seven team fouls committed so far
by the Bethany Bruins. Penguins 2. Bethany's got it now out on the right wing. Now they're working it around the wheel. Here goes a three ball on the way. Senadenos air ball.
Oh, brother, the place fell silent there. Senadenos was wide open. Brandon Davis is in the house, fans, in case you're wondering. Inside of 2 minutes, 32-21. Now the Penguins work it very quickly in transition. Oh, brother, and Fromm goes off the glass and spun it home. Man, what a play by Fromm. I'm not sure who the foul was against because the whistle blew. But Fromm was in there like a pinball getting hammered back and forth. And she got that thing to fall. 1:48. Penguins with full court pressure now as we're coming up on the half. We'll have a short break and then some stats for you when the half finally makes it. And now, brother. Garrett with a walk as she brought it up and somehow accidentally pinched it between her leg and her arm for an instant, and that was enough to get the whistle. Penguins have it now in the backcourt. Clock rolls were coming up on a minute and a half, 32-21. Out to the right side now, the Penguins are working it. Very methodically, Barnes, she gets it over to Flatten, back over to Barnes now. In the corner, here's Ells. Ells thinks about it. Ooh, Ells almost with a walk. The Penguins want to hang on to it. Oh, here's Fromm off the glass. Fromm drifted in. Ells hit her perfectly. Fromm on the right side drifted into that right up there toward the baseline and pounds it home. Coming up on 1 minute, and the Penguins are up by 13.
1 minute exactly, fans, with 20 on the overhead. So here's Garrett. Garrett to Irving, and now Irving has it get away from her. Irving with the butterfingers. That's only the second error, I think, that Irving's created tonight or been a part of it all. She's so sure-handed. Penguins will take it on the turnaround. Inside of a minute, fans. 34-21. Penguins have it now. Between the circles is Ashley Fromm. She'll make her way indoors. Oh, and here go the Penguins for three. Trey Ball Barnes, no. Down with it, Senadenos. She brings it up. Oh, almost threw it into the backcourt now. The Bruins will hang on to it with 22 seconds on the shot clock, about 25 or so overhead. So try and get the last shot off, at least kill as much of the clock as possible. Here goes Garrett. She drives in. Oh, Garrett with a 360 spin move. Can't get it. Vanessa Williams back up with it. Check it. That was Irving. Irving comes down with it. Irving against Fromm. Fromm on her way to flat and bounces it off of Irving's knee. It goes out of bounds. 12 seconds to go. And Coach Mitchell calls a timeout. And I think that's a pretty good call there on the part of the coach, if I do say so myself. The Penguins have 12 seconds with which to work. And you're listening to radio.dominican.edu. The official radio home, of the Penguins. Of course, we are at the official home of the Penguins in the Conlin Center. And the score is 34-21. This is Stuart Horn with you on radio.dominican.edu. End of the timeouts come. Penguins with 12 seconds to take it the length of the court. We'll see if they can do it. Here's Fromm. She's got it. Oh, Fromm. Gets it into Barnes. 10 seconds. Now over to Elves. Still in the backcourt. 7. Elves across the middle. Uh-oh. Elves gets fouled. Oh, brother. Irving sticks her arm in there. Irving almost had her arm broken. She shoved her arm in there, and Elves got it pinched between the ball and Elves' left forearm and then spun out. Irving almost had her arm busted. 34-21 right here in front of the broadcasting area with 3.9 seconds. Coach Mitchell has decided to bring in Michaela Baskerville as Flayton has gone back to the bench. Baskerville in there, her first minutes on radio.dominican.edu. She's in there between the circles. The shot goes up. The shot is missed. 3, it's on the way down. 2, here comes Irving. 1 at half court. The jumper on the way. Missed it. And Jesse Mazza comes down with it. So a pretty decent rebound there by the by the Penguins head trainer, Jesse Mazza. Right in front of the DU trainers. Or the DU cheerleaders. He is the trainer. There's only one Jesse Mazza here at the Conlon Center as Coach Mitchell and the Penguin ladies. So far, 34-21 at the Conlon Center on the west end of Dominican campus. 14:33 to go for this halftime. And we will have some stats for you in a few minutes. Please stay with us on radio.dominican.edu. Radio.dominican.edu, live from the Conlon Center. CalPAC basketball tonight is the Penguins at halftime playing the Bruins from Bethany University. Bethany out there by Santa Cruz in Scotts Valley, two and a half hours away. Up 17 at the end there, so sometimes as much as 3 or 4 hours away depending on traffic. Stuart Horn with you on radio.dominican.edu. About 3 minutes to go in halftime. Score is 34-21. And let's see. Shout out to Sports Girl. Mary Crocker has not made an appearance yet tonight, fans, but fear not. One of the radio.dominican.edu favorites is Crocker, the 6'4" freshman. Be 6'3" freshman. Still one of our favorites here at the radio station, and we're hoping that she will make an appearance tonight. 34-21 at the half. Like to see Crocker in there. Now some stats from the first half. Head coach Brett Mitchell, of course, assisted by Paul Rocanello. For the Bethany Bruins, they had a power-packed duo out there in Monet Garrett, number 21, and Vanessa Irving. Irving played the full 20. Garrett played 17-plus. Their starters played a lot of minutes. Rosie Brown out there, number 43, with 18-plus. Christina Gaze, 15. And then The rest of the minutes split up on that fifth position by Ruiz. It's like Mazza and Jackson. But those four ladies taking up most of the minutes. 2 for 5 was Gates. 2 for 5, Brown. 3 for 9, Irving. But Irving was 1 for 1 outside. Check it over 1. 1 for 2 from the line. Jackson, 3, let's see, she was 0-for-3 and tried 1 outside, nothing. Garrett was 1-for-6, a shot on goal, 1-for-4 outside. Penguins, Chardonnay Nelson, 1-for-3 and missed 1 outdoors. Olivia Williams was 2-for-6 and 2-for-4 from the line. Lauren Seltenrich playing tonight without the knee brace, 2-for-4. Indoors, 1-for-2 outdoors. Flatten, 4-for-5. And 4-for-4 from three-point land. Castellaggio is 1-for-2 and 1-for-2 outside. And otherwise, Stephanie Barnes took a couple shots. And Ashley Fromm was 1 for 2 indoors, 0 for 1 outdoors. 34-21, the Penguins are back out on the floor. We are about ready to get this thing underway. And a shout-out to Sports Girl 102. 20 minutes overhead. You are welcome. Into the backcourt, the Penguins have it now. The Penguins moving off left to right. 19:55, the clock rolls, and you are listening to CalPAC Basketball on the radio home of the Penguins. Live action from the Conlin Center. Oh, Selton Rich gets stuffed to death to open the second half. Rosie Brown got in her face and just shoved a hand in there. Tipped out of bounds, but a very nice defensive move there by Brown. Selton Rich on the inbounds. Now the Penguins have it on the short side. Here's Casalaggio. She's winging the elbows all over the place. Indoors to Williams. Now it's tipped away by Vanessa Irving, and you'll hear that name a lot as this game makes its way toward the end. 34-21, now over to the right side. The Bruins moving from our right to left. The Bruins attacking that southern hoop. Tipped out of bounds on a heads-up play by Lauren Seltonridge. First time in 4 years I remember Seltonridge playing live on the radio without the knee guard on. So maybe all of her intense play and practice and basketball over the years has strengthened her leg, her knee. I'm going to hope that that's the case because she doesn't have that thing on tonight. Here goes a three ball by Haley Stopperin. Stopperin in there from the right side. She missed it just a little bit right. Oh, coast to coast. Goes flat and high off the rim. It bounced 4 or 5 times. Flattened. Gets it to drop and flatten. Never smiles much. You never know if she's happy or sad. She had to be happy about that one. It bounced several times on the rim before it dropped. Flatten never changes her demeanor. Another three ball by Stopperin from the other side. No. So Stopperin from 2 from the corners. Here's Flatten, brings it up. Flatten being guarded very closely now by Jonessa Jackson. Penguins had the ball, and it looks like Jackson may have fouled. No, check it. That was against. Batted out of bounds by Jackson, I guess. And a head fake by Lauren Seltonridge. Nice move indoors now to Williams. Williams bashes up against Vanessa Irving, and she's called on the foul. 18.5 to go, 36-21, fans. Penguins on top. It was a very close game the first quarter. The Penguins started to pull away. Oh, and now it hits Rosie Brown right in the back of the neck. Brown turned around, and the Penguins pick it up after Brown wasn't looking, and the pass came in. I think it was from Irving. Or maybe it was from Garrett. It was one of those two ladies. Hit her right in the back of the neck with a good pass. Brown wasn't looking for it. Now Irving with a nice pass off there to stop her and miss this one. Oh, man, what an assist there by Irving. And Irving is hanging back in the backcourt, doesn't like it. Here's a nice assist over to Shar. And Shar with a 360 spin move after she's hit perfectly in stride by Casalaggio. Penguins looking sweet here opening the second half. 17:40 to go. 40-21. And now they get it in there to Rosie Brown, and she can't get it to go. She hits the bottom of the backboard. Brown. And now the Penguins with it down. Here's Flatten in the backcourt. She is unflappable. Boy, Flatten was being double-teamed back there. Flatten with a big-time push off there. Boy, Flatten with a tremendous shove against Jonessa Jackson. Jackson's about 4 or 5 inches taller than Flatten. Flatten brought it across the middle. Dumped the ball off, and then no ball, just smashed into Jackson. Well, didn't smash her, just pushed her real hard. 40-21, fans. 17-17 to go before the men tip off in this CalPAC doubleheader tonight from Dominican University. Here's Vanessa Irving, top of the key. Irving bounces 4 or 5 times off the rim, and it gets it to drop. 40-23 now after Irving with a score. And Flatten dumps the ball off to the referee on the whistle. Lets it roll over toward the referee. Now they get it inbounds, the Penguins do, right in front of the broadcasting area here. We're inside of 17 minutes. Lauren Seltenridge has it on the right side. Picks up a nice screen by Shar Seltenridge from the right. Oh, missed it far, way too far right. That was hauled down by Stopperin, Haley Stopperin. She's been in there most of the second half now. We're coming up on 4 minutes in. Tipped away by Seltenridge and a foul. Boy, that looked like all ball here, and the referee was not in a position to actually see it. She was right behind Seltenridge. But she nailed Seltenridge on her anyway. In there is Fromm, out Williams. Out Seltenridge. In Barnes. Penguins in position, short side. Bruins bring it in, slipping around is Irving. Irving gets stuffed to death by Barnes, a beautiful defensive move. 16 and a half to go, 40-23 Penguins. Oh, man, did Fromm get pounded on. Fromm got hammered. Fromm's in there at about 6 foot one. Got mighty Sequoia Sempra Viren hitting the floor. Fromm is biting her lip as if to rub off the pain. Barnes will bring it in right in front of the broadcasting area. Uh-oh, Barnes is stuck. She gets it into Fromm. Barnes has it on the right wing. Boy, Barnes is up to about 4.5 seconds there before she got that thing in. 40-23 Penguins. Chardonnay Nelson on the right side in the corner. Chardonnay now drifts outside and walks with it. Ooh. Yeah, she did. Man, that was a touchy call. But the ref made the right call. It hurts me to say that. When there's a call like that against the Penguins, especially against the sure-handed Chardonnay Nelson. But she did walk with it. Speaking of Char with another defensive board as the Bruins cannot get it going there. Here's Flatten across the middle, some brilliant hand control. Uh-oh. Man, was that the kiss of death? I was talking about how great she was working it. I was talking about how great she was working it. She chucked it right out of bounds. 15:40 to go. 40-23 radio.dominican.edu. Here goes a three ball by Jackson. Nope, Jackson just caught a piece of the rim. It was so short. Flatten's coming out now. And Barnes going to stay in there. Flatten back to the bench. On the floor for Coach Mitchell. Castellaggio's out there with Ashley Fromm, Chardonnay Nelson. Michaela Baskerville in there, the freshman. At Alameda, she's a 5'7", Baskerville. Keep an eye on her. First night we've heard her on the air. Heard that Baskerville has a very solid outside shot. We'll find out. Hopefully she'll get a chance to shoot some. Penguins missed that one. That was not Baskerville. That was Fromm. Down with the Bruins. 40-23 DU. Way off to the left side now. The Bruins attacking that southern hoop. The shot goes up and stolen away by Fromm. Boy, the shot didn't even get out of the hands of Stephanie Ruiz. Ruiz, a 5'11 freshman out of San Jose who's just come in. Kick out to Barnes. Nice blind pass by Castellaggio. That was sweet. Barnes had nothing to do with it, but it was still set up nicely. Here's Castellaggio goes up, and Vanessa Irving shoves. I saw three hands in there, and I think they were all from Irving. That's how fast Irving is. 40-23, Irving shoved one hand in, got the other one, and then another one. But only one foul called. Three hands, one foul. Castellaggio misses the first one. Michelle Castellaggio, the freshman at 5'8", out of Colfax up there. Well, is it up the 80 past Sacramento, I'd say. 30, 40 miles maybe. Maybe somebody will send us an IM. You can do so on the AOL Instant Messenger fans. Our screen name is DUC Radio. On the AOL Instant Messenger, you can send a message to the broadcasting table live. Vanessa Irving diving for the ball as one of the Bruins missed it on the 20-foot attempt, 20-plus. She picks it up. Now they dump it indoors to Ruiz. Ruiz flips it back outside. Three ball thinking about it. Irving now with a 360 spin. No.
More of a 180 spin. 14-12 to go. 41-23. Penguins on top. 14 fouls so far committed by the Bruins. 2 committed by the mighty Penguins. Now the Penguins have it. Here's Baskerville. She thinks about it with a head check. Drifts over to the center. Doesn't want to take the shot. She was guarded pretty closely. Now she's back out there on the point. Keeping an eye on her. Here's Barnes. Barnes up to Shar. Shar drives in. Takes it herself. Eye off the glass. No. Missed it right. Irving down with it. Another defensive board. Irving with the black street socks all the way up to the knees. She's got the right ankle taped up. But Irving just total anchor for this team in the first half. She's getting very tired now. She played all 20 in the first. Here's the three ball chucked up by Stopper, and no. Ashley Fromm comes down with it. Stopper very deep on the three ball attempt. Across the middle, Chardonnay. Chardonnay now has Irving plastered to her. Here goes Fromm for two. Left elbow Fromm. Coming up on 13 minutes exactly. The Penguins in control by 20-43-23. Penguin men coming up. They're scheduled to tip off at 7:30, fans. 7:30 tip. And here's Ruiz under the hoop. Ruiz gets it to go and one. So Ruiz back to the line and coming in now for the Bethany's Heather Mazza. I wonder if there's any relation to Jesse Mazza. Imagine that. I'm looking over at Jesse Mazza right now. Could there be another Mazza? I don't think so. Dare I suggest such a thing? But there is. 43-25 now as that one goes. Now the Penguins. Here comes Flatten. Flatten comes up the right side. She has nowhere to put it. Now here's Barnes. Barnes got it on the left wing. Barnes doesn't want to shoot at it. No, she does. She takes it baseline. Missed it short. Tipped out by Baskerville. The pretty heads-up play there by Mikaela Baskerville, the 5'7" freshman out of Alameda. Like her play very much so far. Oh, Baskerville snuck in the backside there. As the Bruins were trying to bring it up very quickly, here's Ruiz with a turnaround. Fromm gets a hand in there, but Ruiz converts right over the top of Fromm. It's not easy to do. Fromm, the tallest player on the court. She's right in there. Looks about the same height as Barnes and Olivia Williams. By and large, Penguins a bigger team. Here's Fromm. Fromm with a jumper off the right side. Fromm gets it to fall. Wow. Timeout has been called by head coach Brett Mitchell. And now for a PSA from one of our communication students. All right, fans, sorry about that. And one technical difficulty after another tonight. But now I think we're back underway. There are 8 minutes and 10 seconds to go, fans. Depending on how much you've heard, there has been a timeout called, and you will hear the last 8 minutes and 10 seconds over if I have anything to say about it. This is Stuart Horn with you live from the Conlin Center, radio.dominican.edu, with live basketball action. First game of the CalPAC doubleheader. And I managed to black out quite a bit of it, so apologize for that. But you're going to hear the final 8-10 coming up as soon as Coach Mitchell is done with the dry erase board. He's got all of the Lady Penguins around him right here in front of the opulent broadcasting area. Mary Crocker is in the house. We're expecting to see her toward the end of the game. At least we hope so, those of us in the broadcasting area. We have no guarantees, but Mary Crocker, one of the favorites of the D-Radio squad, of the D-Radio squad. She's not on the squad. In fact, she's one of the Penguin players, of course. If you're a DU Lady Penguin follower, then you knew that. And we are now back underway on the radio home of the Penguins, radio.dominican.edu. 8 minutes to go. 49-29.
coming to you worldwide. We hope you can hear us nice and loud out there. Big shout out to all the Bruin fans checking in with us on radio.dominican.edu. And the ball drifts across the rim. Oh, it's picked up now by one of the Penguins, and now four or five ladies dive on it. And it's going to be Bruin ball right under the hoop. And the Bruins bring it inbounds on the short side. Drifting over to the right side now is Jonessa Jackson. She goes three ball on the way. Jackson the lefty, nothing. Down with it, Vanessa. Check it. That is Baskerville. Hauls it down. Gets it off to Casalaggio, who's being double teamed in the backcourt. Baskerville sets up a screen. And now Coach Mitchell calls a heads-up timeout there. Mitchell calls the timeout as the Penguins were being triple-teamed in the backcourt, and things were looking very ugly, getting uglier by the second as the Penguin cheerleaders have made their way out onto the floor. And they are 2, 4, 6, 7 strong tonight. So a pretty good Penguin cheerleader crowd in the house. There we go. We're just trying to nail down a few things. Oh, there we go. All right. Going solo tonight. There's a lot of production angles to deal with here. Solo style. 49-29 fans. Hopefully you've heard most of this game. You're going to be able to download it starting tomorrow, at least that part of the game that I've managed to capture tonight in the digital environment. Stuart Horn with your radio.dominican.edu. Penguins have it on the long side, and here they come. They fire it back in there. Oh, great zigzag move over to Casalaggio at the end to Ells. Back over to Casalaggio, zigzag style. The Penguins score from the left baseline, 21. Check it, 51-29. Penguins have scored 6 fouls in this second half. A nice assist there by Irving. She kicks it back outside to Jackson, who goes top of the key for a deuce. Nice play there by Jackson, 51-31. 6:43 to go as the clock rolls. Penguins will have it on the short side. Seltonridge in the end area. Penguin men are in the house. I see head coach Brett Tavani down there in the end area. Oh, and now boy, the Bruins working the zigzag. Boy, a heads-up play there. Goes up by Gates. Nothing. Down with it is Fromm in the backcourt. Here's Baskerville. Baskerville getting double-teamed. Baskerville over to the left side. Hasn't taken a shot yet tonight, I don't think. She did have a foul earlier. Keeping an eye on her. Here's Casalaggio. Drives in and gets it to go. Oh, she walked with it. Now she's going to argue with the referee about it. I think Casalaggio had a beef. Nope, now she shakes her head at the referee. Yeah, you're right. I dragged a foot. Penguin cheerleading staff is growing. Started off with 5 tonight. Now they're up to 7. That's looking pretty good. Chardonnay Nelson getting ready to come back in now for the Penguins. Inside of 6 minutes, fans. And now the Bruins throw it away. Seltonridge with a steal. Seltonridge gets it over to Casalaggio. Kick out. Seltonridge back over in the corner to Ells. The lefty on the way. 3. Ells buries a tray ball, and that's what the Penguins wanted. That's what they needed. I suppose they needed it. 54-31. One could make an argument they didn't actually need it, but it's always nice to see those three balls fall from way out there. Ells, the pure shot. 54-31 inside of 5.5. 5:26 to be exact, and the Penguins will move back down to the northern end. And Lauren Seltonridge will go to the line. Seltonridge, number 45, the Wiley veteran, the senior, Lauren Seltonridge. Heather Mazza's come back in place of Monet Garrett. Here is Lauren Seltonridge to the line on the way. Ooh, deep. Back at her. Oh, Seltonridge could have followed that one in and grabbed it, but instead she backed up a step, and it came right back to the free throw line. Seltonridge, oh, this one goes over the top of the backboard. And the referee gets pretty demonstrative with his signal calling there. as the ball came up off the rim, went over the backboard, hit the standard, and the referee kind of came up on 1 foot like a flamingo. Either case, the Penguins have it on an unforced error. It's not really an error. It was just a missed shot. I think it counts as a rebound. Here's Chardonnay Nelson between the circles over to the right side. Now Fromm, now Char. Char with a hand check. Gets it up there to Selnrich. Three ball short. Tipped out now. Ells. Oh, and it goes out off the foot of Christina Gates. Gates has that one come out into the Penguin bench, and Selton-Rich, right in front of the coaching staff, will bring it in. Number 45 is Lauren Selton-Rich. 4:51 to go. 54-31. DU's on top. Selton-Rich gets it indoors to Chardonnay Nelson, being guarded by Irving. Well, that's a battle of the Titans there. Left side, Char gets it to drop and one. Yep. Irving gets a short end of that one. Irving with the foul. Chardonnay scored right over the top of her. Irving. Irving is the core of this Bruin offense, and she's been doing a great job defensively as well. It's a 1-1. Referee goes up there to indicate, just in case anybody was unclear. Right in front of the Penguin cheerleading squad now. Here goes Char on the way. Yes. So I guess a bucket didn't count for Char. I guess I was the one who was unclear. Clarify that. 55-31, Chardonnay. Missed the second one. So even though the foul is called against Irving, Chardonnay only got one out of the whole thing. She had scored a beautiful bucket. Ells down with it after the missed three ball goes up there by one of the Bruins, that way out on the right side. I'm trying to figure out who that was. It was actually Heather Halt. Halt is out of Scottsdale, Arizona, 5'9" junior. 4:13 to go, fans, 55-31. DU on top. It was a close game in the first quarter. Since then, the Penguins have been slowly and methodically pulling away, unquestionably. Oh, some nice ball work there by the Bruins to work the perimeter. They get it outside. Stopperin for three, no. But the Bruins come down with it. Here goes a three ball, which is good, and that's by Heather Halt. So Halt, who just came in, kind of put a halt to the Penguins' momentum, you might say, with that big three ball there. Heather Halt, fans. Now the Penguins go off with it. Can't get it. Here goes Baskerville. Tries to get the rebound after the shot goes up by Elson, the top of the key, nothing. Baskerville hauls it down, and here goes Heather over another three ball out there on the right wing. Holy cow. 3 minutes and 20 seconds to go. Heather Halt with another super three ball. Boy, she's managed about 60 feet in two shots. Here goes a three ball by Elle for the Penguins. Oh, it goes in and out. Elle comes down with it as she follows in her own three ball. Couldn't get it tipped out. Now Irving. Irving passes back up to the top of the key. Here's Mazza. Mazza has it almost stripped away. Mazza goes three ball. No. Down with it is Ruiz. No. Check it. That's not Ruiz. That is Rosie Brown. She's back in there and plays a Ruiz. And now Rosie Brown and Selton-Rich almost got into it. At least the referees thought so. He dove in between the two ladies, but both of them came up smiling. Neither one of them was thinking about fighting. They were fighting for the ball was all. It looked like a vicious scrum down there, but only for the ball. So Selton-Rich to the line now. Here goes the shot by Selton-Rich. As some of the fans are yelling in her backstroke, Selton-Rich is unflappable. 56-37, 2:47 to go in this one. The men's game is scheduled to tip off at 7:30, fans. Selton-Rich back to the line now. On the way, good. Selton-Rich knocks that one down. Two more from the veteran Selton-Rich, playing tonight the first time ever that I remember without that knee brace. And playing nicely, I might add. Oh, stolen away by Selton-Rich! But it gets in the hands of Rosie Brown, who then goes off the backboard, and she's fouled. Selton-Rich swiped it away. And the pass, foul was against Ashley Fromm. And here comes Mary Crocker, ladies and gentlemen. She's getting ready to come in for her first minutes tonight. She's bent down in front of the scoring table, and Crocker is coming in, number 21, in place of Fromm. 2 minutes and 30 seconds, Mary Crocker Fromm out. This will probably be the rest of the night for Fromm. Crocker's listed at 6'3". Shout out to her folks in Salem.
Crocker's in there boxing out people like crazy in her first minutes tonight. Crocker gets a hand in there and breaks up the play. Here's Barnes as she takes it down for the rebound. Here's Baskerville. Baskerville brings it up to Seltenridge. Crocker takes her place in the middle. We'll keep an eye on Crocker. Here's Brown. Check it. That's Barnes. She's over there on the right side. Here comes Seltenridge. 2 minutes and 12 seconds to go. Seltenridge drifts up to the top of the key. Now Barnes. Penguins killing a little bit of the clock. 7 on the shot. Now Barnes drives in right side. Oh, Barnes goes up. And as the Penguin players on the bench right in front of me here and myself, we all let out a huge sigh there at the same moment. Because it looked like Barnes got nailed something terrible, but she's okay. On the floor now for Coach Mitchell. Els, Mary Crocker, Barnes, Lauren Seltenridge. Here's Castellaggio as Seltenridge leaves Baskerville. Crocker standing in there at 6'3", the tallest lady on the court by a mile. Here's Barnes, missed it very short. Now Barnes stands in there. Crocker collapses in from the side of the key but didn't need to in the backcourt. Now here are the Bethanys. Mazza is bringing it across the middle. Mazza with the left wrist taped up. 58-37 Penguins. We're inside of 2 minutes. Here goes Heather Hall, who just hit those two big three balls. Missed that one, followed it up, got it, threw it back up there short again. It goes out of bounds off of one of the Penguins inbounds now, Bruins. Here's Irving on the way, a long two, no. Down with it, Mary Crocker, for her first rebound of the game. Now Crocker quickly across the timeline as she passes it off to Baskerville. Crocker goes top of the key. Now Crocker's got it between the circles. She gets it over to Barnes on the right side. Barnes very slowly has Irving in her face. Back up to Baskerville, 1:22 to go. 58-37 DU. Indoors to Mary Crocker. Back outside to Els on the way. A good pass, no. Els missed it. Down with it. Not Irving, but instead it was Bethany Hurst who came in out of Brea, California. She's a freshman at 5'9". Across the middle are the Bethany Bruins. The Bruins moving from our right to left, attacking that southern hoop. They get it indoors to Irving, who I don't think has taken a break the entire game. Oh, Mary Crocker with a big save. No, that was Els. Crocker's got it at the end area. Els got it. Now Crocker back across the middle. Here's Baskerville. She's got it right across the circle in the middle of the house. Oh, and now Baskerville with a backcourt penalty. She bounced it one time on the right side, or on the offensive side of the court, just very instantaneously almost bounced it on the defensive side of the court and then back and was called on it. And that happened quickly. I think the referee was right. Nobody argued it. Now Baskerville breaks up a play and has it go up into the grandstands. 58-37, the Penguins on top. CalPAC doubleheader tonight. Chili, the Penguin, is in the house. Now Heather Halt's got it. She goes top of the key. Now Halt thinks three ball. Halt gets Els to bite on a big-time head fake. Nothing. She missed it. And it looks like it may be Penguin ball. No, it's going to be Bethany's ball as Castellaggio fell on it. Bringing it inbounds will be Stopperin. Stopperin right under the hoop. She's right in front of Chili the Penguin, in fact. They get it indoors to Irving. It's tipped out of bounds by Barnes. Now the Penguins on defense. Mary Crocker right under the hoop. Here goes Irving with a jumper. Oh, air ball. Missed it by a mile. Another air ball. Consecutive air balls by the Bruins. Oh, brother. 11 seconds. Now the Penguins are just going to hold on to it. Here's Baskerville. She gets it over to Castellaggio. Mary Crocker has moved out of the key. 3, Crocker outside of the key. 2, Crocker under the hoop. That's game, fans. 58-37. The Penguins in total control in the second half. The first quarter of this one was a tight game. Penguins matching baskets with the Bruins back and forth, back and forth. Penguins started to pull away in the second quarter, and by halftime it was all DUs. Some great play tonight by Vanessa Irving. Man, I gotta give Vanessa Irving some serious props tonight. As far as I know, Irving played all 40, and that's pretty large. Monet Garrett, also number 21, one of the leading scorers in the CalPAC. And the result of tonight's game, takes the Bethany Bruins to 5 wins, 4 losses in conference, and the Penguins to 7 wins, 2 losses. So had the Bruins come out victorious tonight, the both teams would have had the same record and thus been tied. They are in a circle now around the D in the middle of the Conlin Center. Both teams, all the coaches, all the players, in a quick silent prayer and thanks that no injuries came of tonight's games. In fact, there were not even any technical fouls. Some great play by the visiting Bruins. By the Penguins, Chardonnay Nelson, superb. Olivia Williams, awesome as always. Lauren Seltenridge came out firing without her knee brace on for the first time I've ever seen her play in 4 years. Alicia Flatten, the superstar freshman point guard. You're going to hear a lot of her on DU Radio over the years. Michelle Casalaggio, some great play tonight, as were Kate Ells, Stephanie Barnes, Lola Brown. We heard from Michaela Baskerville and, of course, Ashley Fromm, and not to forget good old Mary Crocker. So there you go, fans, from the radio home of the Penguins. It's a Stuart Horn signing off for the ladies' game. We'll have the men's game due at 7:30 tip-off. Probably get some second-half stats. Should have Anthony Braithwaite singing the national anthem again. We'll get that worldwide as we did before. You want to tune in just for that, if nothing else. 27 minutes until the men tip off, and you'll hear it here on radio.dominican.edu. Please stay with us.